Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
LaWayne, you are not the father. I know that sounds like a TV show. Well, Keotia Watson has been desperately trying to prove that Lil Wayne is the father of her 16-year-old son, Dwayne Brown. Now, you know, there are always women attempting to get paid by claiming they got pregnant by a rich rapper. Not new, but Watson actually had the courts on her side for many, many years. She claimed that she'd had a sexual encounter with Wayne in 2001. It led to the birth of her child, and a Louisiana judge ruled in Watson's favor and ordered Wayne to pay $5,000 a month in child support. Well, you know what? Lil Wayne's a little bit smarter than that. He refused to pay anything, and his refusal to pay ended in a trial in which Weezy was forced to take a paternity test. Well, according to the test, there isn't even a slight chance that Lil Wayne is the daddy. In fact, the documents state that there is a 0.00% chance that Lil Wayne fathered the child. So, maybe it's not too late for her to find another rapper to try that one with. And there is no question that Tristan Thompson is the father of Chloe K's new baby girl, who was born yesterday when Chloe started having early contractions after seeing the video of her baby daddy cheating with some other woman just this past weekend. Well, word is that she is trying to get out of Cleveland as quickly as she can. She gave birth to the child in Cleveland and had planned to live there, but you know what? She has now changed her mind, and they're saying as soon as that baby can travel, they will be right back here in LA. And as I said all week, I'm sure you will see this on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Makes a great episode, don't you think? And something that's not so great, the Seattle Seahawks told Colin Kaepernick not to bother to come to a planned workout unless he promises he will not continue his kneeling protests. Now, TMZ Sports is all over this story. They say that the Seahawks had invited Cap to work out roughly 2 weeks ago and take a job as Russell Wilson's backup quarterback. But now that plan has hit a snag. Our sources say the team reached out to him with specific questions about his kneeling protest and wanted him to stipulate that if they signed him back, he would not kneel during the 2018 season. So, you know what he said? I can't agree to that. The Seahawks have called his work off despite the fact that all the travel plans had been arranged, and they are saying, okay, this is postponed. Actually, other folks are saying it's just off the table. You gotta give the guy some credit. He is sticking by his convictions. We should all pay attention. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.